With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Republican and Democratic leadership in the state legislature failed to come to a political agreement today on a list of candidates to take over the office of the Commissioner of Political Practices. If the disagreement continues, the top lawmakers will forfeit their right to limit who the governor can select as the state's top political cop. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
After interviewing eight candidates to replace the current Commissioner Jonathan Modell, whose term ended in January, the minority and majority leaders of the state House and Senate couldn't agree on more than one person who was qualified for the job. That person is Benjamin Tiller, a staff attorney with the Montana State Auditor's Office. State law requires the nomination committee to give the governor a list of at least two people to choose from. If not, the governor may appoint anyone. The Senate must confirm that appointment. One of the main points of contention during the nomination meeting Thursday hinged on whether the candidate had a legal background. Cuts planned in the state budget have removed the legal counsel from the commissioner's office. Democrats on the committee only supported candidates they say could help fill that void. Those included Jamie McNaughton, current chief legal counsel for the Office of Commissioner of Political Practices, and Michael Black, an attorney with the Montana Legal Services Association. John Sesso is the House Minority Leader.
We have a situation presently, and I don't know that it's going to change, where at present there is no legal support in the office.
Republicans objected to candidates they saw as too political, and who they said could possibly have trouble being nonpartisan in enforcing state campaigning laws. Republicans voted for several people without legal experience, including Michael Larson, former Billings City Commissioner, and Debbie Shea, a former Democratic state senator from Butte. Republican Senate President Scott Sale, who chairs the nomination committee, said he was disappointed they couldn't agree on a list to send to the governor. He said they will continue to look at their candidates and options, include possibly bringing back funds to pay for an attorney in the office. Hours before the nomination committee met, Republicans in a budget hearing voted down a proposal to do that. The committee will take another vote on the nominations for the Commissioner of Political Practices Monday afternoon. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.